Welcome to episode 103, 5 reasons you should come in person to Wealth Without Guilt Live, happening October 5 through 7 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. In today's podcast, I'm going to walk you through 5 reasons that I think in person is going to be just the best thing ever. That's what's happening today on the Possibility Mom Live. Maybe you've heard me talk about this on social media. I've been teasing it over the last couple of weeks that I'm going to be hosting a live conference in person where we can give each other a hug in my home and native land of Toronto, Canada. If this is the first time you're hearing it, Wealth Without Guilt Live is a business conference for Catholic moms happening October 5 through 7, 2023 in the heart of downtown Toronto. And I am so excited to invite you to it and let you know that doors are wide open and that you should snag your ticket today. I have been dreaming up, honestly, even during the pandemic. So quick story, before I started my coaching, and we moved to Florida, I had my credit card to go for an in-person conference. And I remember it was going to be like a big risk. I was going to put it all on my personal credit card. It was going to be one of those things where I just was like going to bet it all, so to speak, and take the risk. And wouldn't you know that I just had this feeling. I just had this like gut intuition. You know what? You need to hold off. It's not time. And the pandemic hit. Like, just a few weeks later. And so I've been thinking about an in-person conference where we get to give each other hugs, where we get to spend languid, ample time together. I've been thinking about this for a long, long time. And so I'm just so excited we finally get to do it. And today I want to share with you a couple things. But first thing, I just want to give a bit of a personal update. I am so grateful for this community. You guys are like the best cheerleaders. My DMs are a wonderful place to hang out because I just love how you enjoy celebrating things with me. So for the very first time since we moved to Toronto, I was able to go back to Ave Maria, Florida, where we have lived for the last 3 years, where I have incredible friendships, where I have planted some significant roots, and we were able to visit. The nature of my visit was actually work-related, and I'm going to be sharing in the coming weeks something very exciting that's happening with me and the Guiding Star Project. But I was able to go and do some work things, visit with some dear friends, laugh really, really hard. And it was a trip of mixed emotions, if I'm being honest. It was, at first, there was some sadness around seeing all these people that I love and realizing I'm going to leave again. But there was also a lot of happiness and joy and just being present in the moment and realizing that just because you leave a place doesn't mean that it disappears forever. Just because you leave a place doesn't mean you can't still feel very connected, still feel very much like a part of the community. And it doesn't mean that God isn't doing something in the background that you can't even sort of fathom. So that was just some interesting experiences from being back from somewhere that I love very much with people that I love very much. Those things, those people, those feelings, they didn't go away just because I, you know, no longer live there right now. So anyways, if you're navigating something similar where maybe you have, you know, just you've moved or you're experienced a time of transition, perhaps this provides you some comfort that just because you're not there doesn't mean that those things go away or have to be a little different. Okay, so Wealth Without Guilt Live. This is the business conference to attend. If you are a Catholic mom who is seeking to be an amazing mom and seeking excellence in business all at the same time. And I've got 5 reasons why I think you should show up in person. Now, I will share with you that virtual tickets are available, and there are a lot of reasons. A lot of you have messaged me that you're due with a baby right around time. We have hospitals in Toronto. I'm just kidding. Obviously, if you're due with a baby, obviously there's certain, and there's lots of other reasons that maybe virtual is just a better option for you this year. But if you are at all on the fence about coming in person, maybe you're worried about money. Maybe you're worried that you haven't made enough money in your business to justify a cost and time of travel. Maybe you're worried that this isn't the right time for you to be traveling with children at home or even babies in tow, because little tiny babies who are nursing in arms are so welcome at this conference. Maybe you're thinking that you're a fraud and who are you to come to a business conference? Maybe you're thinking any of those things. This podcast is for you. I really want you to hear from my heart why I think in-person experiences are so important, and so important right now in this very specific time in history. So without further ado, here we go. Number one, the number one reason to join me in person in Toronto, Canada, is the location. We are hosting Wealth Without Guilt Live October 5 through 7. At the beautiful Kintore College in Toronto, Canada. Kintore College is right in the heart of downtown Toronto. It's the Yonge and Bloor area, for those of you who might be familiar, and it is basically adjacent to University of Toronto, which means that you are steps away from the Royal Ontario Museum. Is a literal, like, you can see it at the end of the street. Royal Ontario Museum is at the end of the street. The Historic University of Toronto, which has incredible walking paths. There's a famous one called Philosopher's Walk. Tons of gorgeous historic buildings. Like, that's a tour in itself. The Art Gallery of Ontario is walking distance away. And a myriad of beautiful Catholic historic churches are all within walking distance. World-class shopping, world-class dining, incredible luxury and affordable. But if you want some luxury accommodations, like if you want to stay somewhere fancy, the Windsor Arms Hotel is literally around the corner. Literally, we are in the heart of downtown Toronto with a little bit of something for everybody. If you're a foodie, there is so much food to consume in Toronto. You could come just for food. If you are so into arts and culture, we have an opera house. We have the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. Like, there is literally no shortage of things to do. You could very easily make this a family trip and tack a day on the front end or a day on the back end and do some really, really fun things in Toronto. But Kintore College specifically is a beautiful, beautiful location for so many reasons. And yesterday on my Facebook and on my YouTube, I gave a full tour of the spaces that are available to us. Kintore College is started by an organization called PEV that I have been so blessed to be associated with over the last few years. And this organization is very much out to seek the promotion of education and values and to help women rise up. They have a student residence on site, and they promote just culture and values and excellence in young women. And so I knew when I was planning this event, I had to partner with PEV and host it there. So what's beautiful about this is that it's a stunning location. It was built in conjunction with a condo, like a luxury condo high rise. And basically Kintore College occupies the first few floors, and then the condo occupies the rest. And so it looks like you're walking in to a luxury condo, because basically that's what it is. And so the finishes are beautiful. All the spaces are beautiful. It has been decorated and designed with, like, total Lisa Canning stamp of approval, if that matters to anyone. And we have Jesus right upstairs. We have access to a beautiful, beautiful private chapel that we share with the students. So there are students who live in residence, and they have access to this chapel as well. And so you will have just, a time. Like, this is a safe space for a Catholic mom to come and feel like she belongs, like that you can find rest, that you can find nourishment in the location. It is so beautiful. So I just can't wait for all of you to come and see Toronto. Every day of the conference, there is going to be a little bit of free time. So you're able to, you know, see the sites if you want to during the breaks. Or of course, you can put a few extra days on the front end or the back end of the conference and really just see a world-class city. My American and my international followers, please make sure you have passports because you will need a passport to enter Canada. And if you get it now, you shouldn't have a problem being in on time. Lots of my people are looking into it and they're saying that if you apply now, you should be completely fine to have your documents ready for international travel. So number one, the location. You're coming to a beautiful world-class city and to a location that is just stunning and ready to receive you as a Catholic mom. There's like beautiful art of Mary everywhere. It's just, I could not ask for a more ideal location for a Catholic mom conference focusing on excellence in business. All right. So that's number one, the location. Number two, I want you to come for the people. I mean, obviously, I want you to come for me. I want to be able to give you a big fat hug, but you're going to be surrounded by Catholic women who are all desiring the same thing. And that is to become as holy as they are meant to become. You're going to be surrounded by women who care about excellence. So that means that they care about improving in their skill set. They care about improving in their mindset. And you're going to be surrounded by women who care about virtue, who understand that success in business is holiness. And that is your true measurement of success. So if any of this appeals to you, please, please, please come and book your ticket because we've only got 100 tickets available and they will go fast. And so if you want to make some new friends, if you feel lonely as an entrepreneur, if you feel lonely as a mom who is also Catholic, if your other friends maybe in your hometown think you're weird for wanting to make money or wanting to build, you know, a movement, an impact, come. You're going to find solidarity. You're going to find sisterhood. I have made the most amazing friendships at conference. And in fact, the one that I've often talked about was a Michael Hyatt conference back in 2013. It was kind of in the midst of my minivan meltdown period. And I attended this Michael Hyatt conference where I met some incredible women who then went on to form a peer support mastermind. We met every Monday. Or like at one point it was like every other Monday, like we eventually, you know, moved it around a little bit. But for years, we gathered to support each other in business. We met in person, in real life, in Nashville many times. It was just such an incredible period of my life. And you can find that kind of communion, that kind of community, that kind of solidarity and sisterhood here at the Wealth Without Guilt Live 2023. And so far, we're attracting women from across Canada and the United States. There might be, who knows, maybe some of you will come from across the pond, even Australia. Hint, hint, those of you in Australia, you know who you are. I would love to welcome you to my home and native land of Toronto, Canada. There is something just so special when you are in those side conversations. We don't get that on Zoom. Zoom conferences are amazing, right? But you're not having those in the elevator conversations. You're not having those over coffee, over a treat. You're not having the conversations on the walk to mass, on the walk to dinner. You know, these are where often friendships happen. These little moments of just pockets of time, pockets of nourishment are where these beautiful, beautiful new relationships can occur. And so there's just something really different about being in person, being able to hug each other, being able to open a notebook and be like, we're designing your whole business differently. You know what I mean? And here's what I can offer you and what can you do to help me? There's this collaborative and just beautiful in-person element that is so different. And we're going to talk about why in-person also is so important. Number three is the content. There are three areas I'm going to focus on at Wealth Without Guilt Live 2023. And that is how to serve God with your business, how to trust God with your business, and how to build the Catholic economy. Some of the things that I'm going to be sharing at Wealth Without Guilt, I have not taught. They have come out in coaching calls over the last 6 months. They have come out in pieces of social media content that I've created, especially upon my return to Canada. But I would say my last 6 to 9 months have been a time of, like, I've grown up a lot. I have experienced a lot. If you've been following closely, you know we've been through some trials, some health challenges, a child in hospital. I had an infant loss right before, a miscarriage rather, right before we came back to Canada. It was just, it's been a lot. I've known suffering. I've known intimacy with the Lord. And as a result of all of that, I feel very convicted about the kind of people we need to be. What is required in business to truly find success? And spoiler alert, it is in being. And so what do I mean by this? Serving God with your business. I want you to have a crystal clear sense of this is who I am and this is who I'm not. I have been very influenced by the M Code assessment recently, which was developed by Dr. Joshua Miller out of Franciscan University and his family, his dad and his grandfather. I am very intrigued and have become very convicted that this personal approach, meaning your very unique design, your very unique makeup, and coaching specifically on your uniqueness. So meaning it's not enough to just take a StrengthsFinder report and be like, okay, you have strategic, so it's going to look like this. It's not enough to take a temperament report and be like, you know, you're a choleric, so here's what you should look out for, and here's what you, you know, where you'll thrive. Although all of these things will be helpful, don't get me wrong. Tools I have used so much in the past. But really what I want to share at Wealth Without Guilt Live that I have not coached formally on or not taught formally on, even to my community, is how we can leverage your unique design. All of these things combined with your spiritual gifts, with your natural temperaments, with the skills that you've developed, but also your personal stories, all of these stories that have helped you become the person and the business owner you are meant to be. If you struggle with feeling like a fraud, I want you to hear this loud and clear. You're going to get a big fat pep talk at Wealth Without Guilt Live, but you're also going to be given some very concrete tools around how you can stay in this very unique space, this very unique ability, unique design, your unique call to sanctity. You're going to get some training on what it looks like to do that so that you can serve God uniquely as you, as only you can, not like I can, not like anyone else in the world can, only you can. How to serve God with your business. Then how do you trust God, which is a little bit different? And there is a Claire Dwyer, my dear friend and former client and just all around amazing person. She just put this up on Instagram. And forgive me if I'm paraphrasing it a little bit, but it was like, when we are passively following God's will, this is trust. But when we kind of see the plan and we're doing it anyways and we're active, this is obedience. And I think there's a difference. Like, they're obviously related. Trust and obedience are different, but there's a relationship. Like, they're related, but there's also a difference. The obedience part, I think, is harder. I think a lot of us could probably relate and say, like, oh yeah, like, I can passively just say, Lord, you know, have your way. I trust you. And so whatever happens, we'll see what happens. It's like when you're supposed to have a meeting with somebody, but then they cancel or something comes up and then you have it another time and then it ends up being like so much better because of XYZ, right? That's like, I feel like an example of passive trust. But when you're like, I know exactly what's coming and it's going to be awful, but I'm going to be obedient anyways. And here's the thing in business, sometimes, and I'm going to actually say a lot of the time, there's a lot of that. There is a lot of obedience in business. There's a lot of obedience around disappointment. There's a lot of obedience about putting yourself out there and then nobody liking anything you made. There's a lot of obedience around spending money maybe and then being disappointed that you didn't get your return. There is obedience there. And so I want to help you learn what it looks like to trust God and not run from the hard. I actually really want to help you to not run from the hard. In fact, I actually want to help you embrace and accept and anticipate the hard and trust Him anyway, that all of these things are for your benefit, for your sanctity, and for the world, that they're going to benefit you, they're going to benefit other people. And you might not really see it, or it might not even happen quickly. It might take years for you to see the benefits, but I want to help you trust God through all of it, because there are just simply elements of business that are hard. Honestly, the other day, I was just sort of reflecting on something. I was in the bathroom. Remember, I think I was washing my hands and I was like, I don't know how secular people do this. You know what I mean? I was like, I don't know how secular people go through hard times in their business and don't rely on God. What do they rely on instead? They rely on online shopping, and they might rely on booze, and they might rely on other things. But I don't know. Without trusting God, I think it's very easy to run for the hills. And you are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not supposed to do that. You are probably not supposed to run for the hills. And so I want to help you trust the Lord, and doing this in person where we can like pray over you, where women can come around you literally physically and help you to feel that security, help you to feel God's presence by their presence. Gosh, I want to make that happen. And then finally, I want to help you make money. I want to help you build the Catholic economy, because I've been convicted more than ever based on all the things that we've seen in society, in the world, on cancel culture, on things that have happened with big retailers. We vote with our wallets. We have the power as Catholics to support certain things and to not support certain things. And I say we use our wallets, which means that you need money to do that. So I want to help you make as much money as you are meant to make. All right. So come for the content. Number four, come for the rest. I love travel. There are parts that are tiring for sure. And, you know, there are parts of flying that can be a little, you know, tiring. But there are also parts where you are alone in a hotel room and you can sleep like a starfish. Do you know what I mean? That are amazing. And we all love our husbands. I love my husband dearly. But sometimes to just be like starfish in a big fat bed all by myself is gosh darn relaxing and rejuvenating. And oh boy, do I come back to my family after these things with so much energy, with so much vigor. And I know, depending on the stage of your family, it can be difficult. It can be difficult to get away. You might be thinking, my house is going to fall apart without me there. But as someone who has traveled quite a bit at various stages, and I'll remember, I'm going to mention that Michael Hyatt conference. I remember this was my minivan meltdown period. So I had four kids in essentially 5 years. Rose was a little toddler at the time. So she was, she'd still be considered an infant. She wasn't walking on her own, because I remember all the pictures of her kind of cruising on the sides of furniture, and she was so stinking cute. And I remember being like, I can't even ask my husband. Like, I cannot. There is no way I could even ask him. He works so hard for our family. I cannot ask him to take all four kids for like a weekend. I cannot. And I remember with trepidation asking him, listen, there's this conference I really want to go on, and I think it would be so beneficial to me in my career right now. What do you think? And I think if I remember correctly at that time, like certainly he was like, well, how would it work? Like, what would the logistics be? Like, how would I go to work? And I remember we kind of talked through some of those things. But he largely was like, go for it. I know this will be so helpful. And I'll never forget that conference. That was the conference. If you read, I think it's chapter, there's a chapter in my book where I talk specifically about sitting in that conference room. That conference was so pivotal to me, changing my life and not chasing my worth being tied up in my work. And I remember so vividly the quotes that Stu McLaren shared at that conference, the quotes that Crystal Payne shared at that conference, just the enormous change and healing that happened in me. I remember crying. One of the women I was talking about with my mastermind, her name is Mona. I cried, and she was a stranger to me. And I cried on her shoulder in the lineup. I don't know if I was crying in the lineup in the buffet or if I cried like in the, when we sat down eventually, but I cried on her shoulder because so much was coming out of me at this conference because I finally had the space and the energy and the focus to think about some of these things. It's only natural when we're in the day-to-day life of like, I have a boo-boo. He took my spot at the table. You know, we run out of milk, you know, we spilled the milk, like all that kind of stuff. It's stuff and it can be a lot. And the same way that for our spiritual lives, we might go on a silent retreat, the same way when we're sick, we need to rest. I think the rest that can come from a business conference can be huge. Give yourself that time. Give yourself 2.5 days. Trust me, it's not going to be that long. Some of the women who are traveling for this conference are traveling for the very first time, like ever. And I am so grateful that you are entrusting me with these 2.5 days. Your time is precious. I get it. Your time is so needed. Like you are so needed at home. But because you're so needed at home, let's make sure we are filling you up to the point of overflow so that on October 7th, when we're all saying goodbye, you are full and overflowing to give to your family and give to your business in a new way. The most powerful, like I can name you the Michael Hyatt conference. I can name you many times. I finished my book while listening to James Wedmore speak at Stu McLaren's conference. And my husband changed our lives when he went to a Ryan Levesque conference in my place because I had just had a baby. He changed our lives. There is so much that can happen when you just take that time of rest for yourself. You can do it. It might require some logistics. If you have questions about how to do that, let me know. I can help. I've done every childcare scenario under the sun. We're even going to have help for moms who have babies in arms. The location is just so copacetic. It is friendly for strollers. There is a beautiful room completely to the side of the conference where if you need to nurse a baby and we'll figure out like a monitor or whatever so that you can watch it while you're in there. Like it's going to be great. And we will have extra hands. There's tons of people who love holding babies. So bring your infant. Little baby infants in arms are more than welcome to come to Wealth Without Guilt. Okay. So come for the rest. And then finally, come for the healing. Come for the healing. I have been through enormous change. Yes, just I'm reading this comment here. We are now back in Toronto, and I'm not sure if I'm going to return to the United States. We still have our home in Ave Maria, but for many different reasons, just God was like, it's time for you to come back to Canada. So we are here, and we're here very likely for the near future, like for the indefinite future. I have learned in this time, like meaning I have a propensity to want to control everything. Okay. I have a propensity to want to control everything. And what I have learned is the more I have tried to control, the more I've tried to strategize, the more I've tried to be like, nope, I'm not leaving Ave. You can't make me. I'm chaining myself to my house. The more the Lord was like, this is going to hurt, but this is for your benefit. I am so convinced now more than ever that sometimes we just simply have to go through trial in order to heal. And that the Lord, and I'm not trying to say, please don't misunderstand, and if I'm presenting this inaccurately, it's not my intention. It's just my lack of theological vernacular, let's just say. But I believe that he will continue to present us situations where the thing we have to work on, so my need for control, he'll just continue to present situations. And the more that I run from it, the more that actually he's going to continue to present situations. So again, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying he's like transactional or something like that, but that's just been my very straight up personal experience and how my spiritual director has also been like guiding me. Literally, my spiritual director said to me this morning, he was like, the faster you can get over your own pride and understand that you don't control things, Lisa, the faster you're going to find peace. This has been my personal journey for the last 6+ months, a journey of healing from past wounds, a journey of healing from my need for control and my need to see every single step. And again, I offer this because when you're in business, there simply is a lot of the unknown. You cannot guarantee how a launch will go. You cannot guarantee that your business will be profitable. You just can't. I hate to say it. And if you're looking for something guaranteeable, I'm so sorry, that's just not in line with reality. Are there things you can do, certainly, that are like tried and true practices that have worked for other people, that have worked for my clients, that have worked for me? Certainly. And I'm going to share all of those with you at Wealth Without Guilt 2023. But being able to understand what your personal wounds are, how they show up, and how they're going to impact your business, oh my word, it's going to be so helpful to you. It's going to be so helpful to the people that you serve. It's going to be so helpful to your family because you're not going to be reactive. You're not going to be a little bit cuckamonga when things don't work out. You're going to be able to navigate challenge with grace and with trust. And also allow your central nervous system a shot. I think there's a lot of coaching out there. And I'll be honest with you, I bet you anything you heard some of these messages from me. They're not wrong. But just sort of this message around like, you can crush it. You can get after it. You can push through at all costs. Push through your limiting beliefs. And again, these are not like terrible sentiments. Sometimes you do need to push through limiting beliefs. Sometimes you do need to push through difficulties. But if that's your sort of like modus operandi, like if you are just constantly pushing, if you are constantly striving, from very personal experience, this takes a toll. This has a massive cost. And just, I don't know if it's my age, like at time of this podcast, I'm 39. I don't know if this is just part of my age or if it's just what I've uniquely been through in the last few months. You can't do it forever. You might do it and get away with it for like a while when you're young, but it is not a sustainable way of being. And so what I want to offer at Wealth Without Guilt 2023, October 5 through 7 in Toronto, Canada, is the opportunity to heal. I want to present you some information about the central nervous system so that you can understand what happens when you're operating from a place of fight and flight. I want to offer you information about what you can do in your body to literally set you up for success. You cannot separate the body from the mind. And trust me, I've done it. You can try. But good luck. This is when you get adrenal fatigue. This is when you get like really just like bad side effects, like not being able to sleep, weight gain or weight loss. Like there's a lot of things that happen when we don't take care of our bodies. And it can sound so pithy. Like, of course, yes, I have to like take care of my health. It's like, duh. Well, again, my experience at least, Because when you're young, you can kind of be like, all right, maybe I'm just going to like whatever. But you get to a point where that is not sustainable. And I want to help you all have the tools to be able to navigate what it looks like to trust God when it's hard. And that is going to need some equipping in your central nervous system. And we're just going to do some plain old amazing like praise and worship and like call upon the Holy Spirit type of healing. So that's just going to be awesome. We're going to do like when I was in Ave Maria, I met with a functional medicine doctor named Dr. Inad, and he's right there in Ave Maria. He has a practice right there in the main square. And we were talking about the sympathetic system and the central nervous system in general, and how much adoration can be a helpful reset for your central nervous system. Hear me say that one more time. Sitting in adoration can help you learn how to regulate your central nervous system. So we're going to do just some of that plain old time with Jesus. If you struggle with sitting still, if you struggle with doing conversions for things in mass, you know what I mean? If you struggle with some of the stuff that all entrepreneurs struggle with, where you are just like striving, this is my experience that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle, where you are striving, where you are working so hard, where you are pushing all the time, I want to help you, equip you with tools on how to just be. So when you layer all these things together, how do you serve God through your unique design, your unique makeup? How do you then trust God when you're doing that and it's difficult, when a page crashes, when all the work you've done for 8 hours doesn't save, when you launch something that costs you a bunch of money and then you actually don't make that much money from it? All those things. How do you accept disappointment? How do you navigate those negative emotions? How do you learn, as Claudine Noel, just one of my favorite people in life who has helped me immensely, how do you titrate those negative emotions over time? I want to equip you. Wealth Without Guilt Live is not going to be, I mean, okay, obviously there's going to be like sis boomba, like meaning if you know me for like 5 minutes, you know, I'm pretty high energy. I know how to throw a party. There's going to be charcuterie. Get ready. There's going to be all kinds of fun that you would perhaps expect to see in a Lisa Canning event. Okay. You're going to have a lot of fun. All the sanguines in the house, we're going to have a lot of fun. But what you're also going to get that I personally have not seen at many business conferences, like I personally have not seen, you know, you might get this at a women's retreat, certainly, but I don't know. I personally haven't seen it at like a more of a Catholic business conference. You're going to get that call upon the Holy Spirit, smack me down and help me heal. And also in conjunction with just amazing human formation to set your central nervous system up for success. This is all obviously biased from all of the work that I've been doing on my own central nervous system, which PS has resulted in more money. I'm not trying to say it's like magic, but when you simply allow yourself to be who you are meant to be, what does Catherine of Siena say? You will set the world ablaze. And I've just become so convicted after coaching so many moms that that connection between wounds and healing and the central nervous system, when you work on all that stuff, you're actually like really unleashed to become an incredible entrepreneur. All right. What are those details one more time? Wealth Without Guilt Live, October 5 through 7, Toronto, Canada, at Kintore College in the heart of downtown Toronto. You can go to the link in the show notes where you will see the link to buy tickets is thepossibilitymomconference.com/2023. That is thepossibilitymomconference.com/2023. We've got just 100 tickets for in-person, and the price for this event goes up on August 31. So you want to lock this in at the early bird price. And honestly, to me, this unique combination, this time of fellowship, this time of healing, this time of business strategy and coaching is going to be worth every single one of your $197 with your early bird price. I mentioned this price to some of the members of my community, and they were like, jaw drop on the floor, like, that's all you're charging for this? And I was like, listen, I know it can be hard. And like the travel costs can load up and all the things. And there's a cost, of course, on your energy. There can be at least on figuring out how to deal with things at home. I get it. So I wanted to make this as just easy and no brainer as possible. And that's why tickets are going to go real quick. And so if you want to come, get your passport, get your stuff in order so that you can come in person. Virtual tickets will, of course, also be available, but there is something so special and so different. And just again, that space and time in the in-between where you can connect, where you can just be, where you can give hugs, where you can get that kind of support that just naturally comes out over dinner, that just naturally comes out as you're going for a walk, that just naturally comes out in late night conversations in, you know, your hotel room, in the hotel restaurant, all those kinds of things. So this is your invitation to join me in person at Wealth Without Guilt 2023. Visit that link in the show notes to join me. I'm just so excited, beyond excited. This is a realization of a dream that the Lord has put in my heart, like truly 4 years ago. And I'm just so excited. It's happening now and it's happening in Canada. All right, my friends, until next time, see you real soon.
Are you a dream chasing mom who wants to keep God at the center of her personal and business development? If that is you, I want to invite you to join me inside of my brand new group coaching experience, Wealth Without Guilt. This group coaching experience is for the emerging or experienced business owner who wants to clear up her mindset, clear up her thoughts around money, around her mission, needs the reminder and the clarity that there is something that she uniquely has been called to do, and that unique mission has been placed there by God. Wealth Without Guilt is an experience where you will get live coaching from me on your mindset, on the thoughts that are holding you back, as well as practical training, practical skills on how to build a personal brand online via my over 10 years experience building a business and a brand both online and off. Wealth Without Guilt is for the entrepreneur who wants to ensure she is not going to sacrifice her faith, her family, or what matters most. She wants to build a business and build impact and build wealth, all while being the best mom, wife, and homemaker she can be. And you can join me inside Wealth Without Guilt today. Doors are open today by visiting bit.ly/wealthwithoutguilt. That's bit.ly/wealthwithoutguilt. I'd love to see you inside our community.